Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What a week in sport it has been, and plenty more to come. This is certainly the station to be tuned into. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy through the studios of 1170 AM in Sydney, but broadcasting across the Central Coast, the Illawarra, Griffith, Canberra, wherever you're listening on the SEN app. It could be anywhere in the world. And hello to those listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. In fact, this morning, we want to know where you are listening to us right now and how. Are you listening on the radio or through the app? Send us in a text and let us know your name, where you're listening and how you're listening. We're very interested to hear from some of the far-flung places. How, you know, what are some of the more remote places listening to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy? We'll pick two listeners out at random at the end of the show to win either the Signet Boost Power Bank or the $50 gift card from card.gift. So where are you listening to the program? And what is the form you're listening through? Text us on 0457 736 736. That is the Edgewater Homes text line. Even if it's just to say hello, which I'm going to do right now to Greg Alexander. Hello. I was getting worried about you, Brandy.
Hello, Andrew.
Where were you? There's no time to get you a coffee or a Vispo's or a bacon and egg roll, anything. You were just, where's Brandy? Is he injured?
Can you believe that I did not set the alarm last night? So I got home after Thursday night footy and I haven't set the alarm and I slept in. I got through to 5 o'clock. So when I woke up, I thought it was really odd that I could hear a car. I heard a car outside and I thought, that's unusual. Normally no cars, no sound. Normally it's just the dead of night, but there was a moment of panic. I grabbed the phone to see what
time
it was.
You didn't know it was Friday, did you, Brady? You didn't know
Thank
the day.
God it was...
You didn't sort of wake up thinking it's Saturday, did you?
No. I didn't know what I was thinking when I woke up, but it didn't take long for me to start panicking before I actually grabbed the phone to see what time it was. Then I realised, although slept in, not disastrous, because here I am, Vossie.
Tenya, Mrs. Alexander, be angry that you're wearing her top there, Brandy, that you've got dressed in a hurry, that you've come in. That's a lovely little pink number that you've got on there, but yes, it's a little tight.
Well, everyone that wakes up early and everyone listening now wakes up in the dark and some of the disasters that you go through before trying to get out without making noise, without waking the house up and... Some of the moments you go through.
Okay, that's the second talkback topic for the day. Wardrobe disasters when you're dressing in the dark for early work shifts.
you know what my problem is? My problem is if I get up and I put the phone somewhere, then I can't find it again. It's dark. The phone's off.
I can't find it.
That's the problem. Okay.
All right, text us in here. You like Brandy. Have you had a bit of in-the-dark dressing disasters? Late for work, 0457 736 736. What's your smother? What's your go-to there? Now, the cricket, a lot of you would have probably gone to bed listening to SEN in Australia, you know, carried on with a bat. Not quite the 400-500-run partnership we were hoping for Travis Head and Steve Smith, but a very healthy and imposing 469 is where they landed. Steve Smith going on to make 121. Travis Head out for 163. Alex Carey, the other contribution, 48 out, reverse sweeping. Like, he went down and Ted Tech got him in the balls.
Was the eventual decision
groin in line with a wicket, or did it hit the pad on the way through? I was only listening and just need to check that one. But anyway, it was an odd one. In reply, India 5 for 151. Australia right on top, five bowlers, five wickets, a wicket each. Fantastic stuff from the Aussies.
Yeah, how good. How good, Vossi. When I got into Fox yesterday, because I worked on the Titans-Tigers game, and I made sure immediately that we the two TVs, one was cricket and one was the footy. So I watched a fair bit of the cricket. I made everyone else watch the cricket too, that was part of the Fox team last night. Fantastic work by our boys. Even though Smith and Travis Head only added, what, another 30 runs, 30 or 40 runs to their scores. But a good innings by Alex Carey, and fantastic that we had all wicket takers get a wicket each. Scotty Boland. So that's a great day of cricket for the Aussies.
Definitely so. Steve Smith bringing up his 31st Test century. SEN with coverage of the cricket, every single ball of the Test Championship and the Ashes. This was the milestone moment last night on SEN for Steve Smith.
Siraj Smith, one away from 100, and he'll get it from the second ball of the day. Back-to-back boundaries to start. An emphatic start to day two for Stephen Smith. Out towards the deep mid-wicket rope. Back at the ground where this remarkable ton machine first clicked into gear in 2013. It was here in South London where he struck his first Test 100. And now he's earned the right to salute for his 31st. Playing his way, doing things on his terms. And along with Travis Head, putting his side in the strongest of positions in this World Test Championship final, Stephen Smith is one of the greatest to ever do it.
Partnership ended up 285, Brandy, 285, the partnership between Smith and Head. Now, just in regards to SEN's coverage tonight, get your head around this because it's a very big night. I mean, the home of sport, with the rugby league coverage for listeners on 1170 in Sydney, Jared Croker's 300th game tonight. Raiders and Warriors from Canberra. So SEN's coverage tonight resumes at 7 o'clock, but on 1170 in Sydney, we will join the coverage at 8.05 straight after the Raiders-Warriors game. But if you got the app, everything's happening there.
The Jared Croker game. That's how we're billing it, aren't we? The Warriors just a support crew. But you're tipping the Warriors.
Is it too late to change last night's tip?
Oh, that's right.
I was on the rickshaw. The rickshaw's looking... Look, Luke Brooks hamstring, Appy Coruscant broken jaw, Tigers beaten 28-12. Bad night for Tigers. Bad night for New South Wales. Ramification. So, Appy Coruscant confirmation, broken jaw in the incident with Tino Fasua Malaoui. Placed on report rather belatedly. We now have a whole stream of callers already teed up saying, well, this is, we're going Damien Cook, we're going Reece Robson, we're going Blake Brayley,
they're all in camp. Yeah, okay. They're all in camp last, in Origin 1. Except for Cookie. Cookie wasn't. Reece Robson came in, joined us in camp for a day. Blake Brayley was the 20th man.
Okay.
Came in for 3 days, trained with the side.
Tino Fasua Malaoui. Put your cards on the table right now. How did you see it? Freddie and Joey on the Channel 9 coverage, apparently. I didn't see that, but they were saying probably charge, interesting in their position. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know, Vossi. I really don't know. I said last night I didn't see a whole lot wrong with it. Appy stood upright to make the tackle. He just lifted his arms and, you know, they talk about raising your arms perpendicular or crossways. Horizontal, you're in trouble. Perpendicular, you got the bumper bars up. It was the arm carrying the ball. I didn't think it was raised as he came to the tackle. He had them up as he came into the tackle. There wasn't a lifting of the arm as he hit Appy. I thought the only problem might be is the fact that he was warned and fined about it last 2 weeks ago against the Dogs with Reid Marnie. And we played both incidents at half time, and I thought the Reid Marnie incident was a lot worse. It was a lot worse than what the Appy Coruscant incident was. So I'm thinking he might get a low grade charge, maybe get another fine, or it might sort of tip into a one-game suspension, but
there we go.
I don't know.
Listeners, have your say, Tino, on the incident. If you watched it live, what do you think? 0457 736 736. Open line number 1-300-01-1170. Let me put this to you hypothetically. No injury. Do you bat an eyelid on the run?
No, probably not.
Do you even bat an eyelid? I don't.
No,
I just think it's big man, little man. And not that Appy's a midget, but Tino's a big man. And it's just a height difference. It's just, if you come in at above waist, between waist and pec, then this is going to happen. And people joke about it, but you can't just make your arms disappear, you know, when you're running the ball. And you can't. Yep. You're not carrying the ball down by your hip.
Yeah, you're allowed to put your arms out to protect yourself as you run into a defender. Yeah. That's, you know, we've established that. That is allowed. So I'm with you, Andrew. If there's no injury, we're not even, it's just a normal play.
I'm standing by that, but I agree with your original point. It's almost like the Swalihi one. See, I don't think his knee lift last week was anywhere near as bad as what he'd done previously. And if I'm him, I'm going to the judiciary defending myself, saying, well, look, these ones I did earlier this year, way worse than this.
You know, I am learning.
Be charged.
You say, look, I am making adjustments.
Yes. So Tino should say, if any charge eventuates, no, but look, this one on red money is way worse than this. That's a charge. This isn't. That's almost the defence you could have. Anyway, you'll be pleased to know, Brandy, you've got your notepad still there, haven't you? Actually, you've got two notepads now. So you've filled one up with notes of suggestions. What have you got there? Gamble, Hastings, Moylan, Hines. Okay. Matty John's in today's Telegraph. If Cody Walker is fit to go, he's a must for New South Wales. He's the competition's best ball player and most instinctive footballer, a left side specialist. So Matty's locked in Cody Walker for you.
I agree with Cody. Cody's in great form. I agree with those points that were made just then.
Sorry, he's a must for New South Wales. Do you agree with that bit?
No, I agreed with the points made about Cody. Yes, he is. Okay. He is the best ball player in the game. There's no doubt about that.
Who's favourite for hooker?
I don't know. Well, there's a number of options, isn't there? I think Reece Robson's been in good form. Damien Cook, of course, has been there since 2018. And Cookie's not in bad form.
Tell you what,
my word on Cody Walker is that he won't play this weekend.
Tomorrow, Dragons.
Yes, tomorrow.
Quad. I'll tell you what we'll do, Brandy. We'll let the listeners tell you who the hooker should be. Okay? We'll just, we'll let them. So get on the phone, give Brandy the pecking order 1, 2, 3, or 4, if you like. This one, SOS call to Denny Bedeiros.
Oh, Bedsy.
Beds are us.
Bedsy. The Beds are us, man.
Yeah, is he looking fit?
He's fit. Yeah, he looks good.
Denny Bedeiros. Okay. That's all there. So plenty happening. Anthony Seibold, by the way, is back Shane Flanagan for the head coaching role at the Dragons, saying that he'd be a loss to Manly, but ultimately with assistant coaches, you want them to be aspirational. I'd love to see him get another opportunity, and hopefully he gets one at the Dragons. So very nicely done. Anthony Seibold supporting his assistant coach. AFL last night. Did you happen... I wasn't watching live, but I'm checking the scores, and I thought the app mustn't be working. Quarter time, Swans are zero. First scoreless opening quarter since 1997, but hold the phone, it was a bludger. St Kilda only had two scoring plays, got one goal, one behind. It was 7-0 at quarter time. Not torrential rain or anything like that.
The Buddy 350 didn't go down as it should have.
No.
Wasn't celebrated. Not. No, so cause
couple
it's
of
a
goals.
Loss.
Couple of goals, but no, St Kilda winning as John Donohoe, our AFL man, tipped on this program yesterday, 80-66. Sad news yesterday in the world of Australian football, if you can say that, certainly in Australian football, in world football, talking about the man that led Australia to the World Cup way back in 1974 for the first time, Raleigh Rasich, dying at aged 87. Many, many tributes. I thought Andy Pascalidis was fantastic on social media, Ray Gatt and others paying tribute. To a man who cannot be taken out, you know, for as long as we often say, there can only be one first, and he was the first to coach Australia to a World Cup.
Yeah. Vossi, can we just go back to the AFL?
Yes.
Buddy, and I don't watch the AFL, so if we've got AFL watchers out there, has Buddy gone around a year too long? Are they just nursing Buddy to the back end of the season and...
Well, they're managing
been a great
his
player.
Workload. You know, they've made
player,
no secret of the fact he doesn't have to play every week.
Mm.
Still a headline grabber, though, Brandy. You know, yeah,
it's he's a headline grabber here in Sydney because that's the only name we know, basically. Mm. Like, you know, any other.
So the
Swans?
Giants have Toby Green, but Toby Green doesn't have the paper pull, cut through all those modern expressions of a Buddy Franklin. Buddy Franklin can still get a headline and a write up and a photo, and people know that's Buddy Franklin with a glamorous wife and all that. Toby Green would be far better player at this point of their careers, like miles better. But Toby Green doesn't have the profile in Sydney, and that's probably the difference where the Swans win the marketing battle over the Giants.
Where does this leave the Swans? The Swans are battling at the moment, aren't they?
They're not in the eight. It's not flash. Swans sitting there with 5-7. 5-7 record. That's not good. Mm. And also, just a point, before we take a break and start getting into your calls, and this is not rugby union bashing by any means, but in case you're not aware, the Waratahs are playing their quarterfinal tonight in the Super Rugby against the Blues, and we wish them well because no Australian side has ever won a playoff in New Zealand, Brandy. Ever. Never won a playoff in New Zealand. And New South Wales, they're playing at Eden Park. They haven't won since 2009 at the ground, and we know the Wallabies
record. Not even
there,
in our best days.
No Australian team's won a playoff in New Zealand. No. In Super Rugby, sides.
What chance do you give the Waratahs of winning tonight then in Auckland?
Well, they've had some close games against the Blues, but do they get the job done? But the more broad point is rugby union. I can't think of in my lifetime a high-profile football code with such an under-the-radar start to their final series. It's like, what has the build-up been? This is the finals, folks. They're playing tonight. And I reckon I could go outside the studios this morning and survey anyone walking past down at Vispo's Coffee, just stand there for an hour having a couple of bacon and egg burgers and orange juice and avocado and Vegemite on toast and a couple of coffees. But I could basically survey everyone and no one would know who is playing and when they are playing. And maybe most wouldn't know the finals are even starting. How can that happen? I dare say, tongue-in-cheek slightly, I don't think Joseph Swali is the answer to this dilemma of the low-profile nature now of rugby union. I'm being serious here, folks. This is not a rugby league man bashing up rugby union. I'm stating fact. Rugby union has fallen off a cliff, the Super Rugby competition. Has fallen off a cliff. Mm. Who knows?
Well, there's a World Cup. There's a World Cup coming up. Isn't there at the end of the year?
Where is the World Cup?
Is the World Cup in France?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I agree with you. When Joseph Suoli'i, when he joins rugby, I think Joseph will disappear into the ether of that is rugby.
That's right. Headline, one or two games and that's it. Bang, gone. Mm-hmm. So anyway, for the record, three Australian franchises are playing in the finals. Waratahs against the Blues tonight, Reds against the Chiefs tomorrow, and the Brumbies really flying the flag against the Hurricanes 7:35 tomorrow night. So Canberra's got a big double. They've got the Raiders tonight, Jared Croker 300, and the Brumbies tomorrow night. We wish the Australian franchises well. It is 22 after 6. Get on the phones right now, 1300 011 70. Text 0457 736 736. And most of all, just tell us where you are listing and how you are listing to the program. You'll be in the chance of winning a couple of prizes at the end of the program.